Zscaler extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Climate change has made heat waves longer and more intense, raising the risks for people who work outside in hotter regions or in spaces like large warehouses without air conditioning. New high-tech personal cooling systems, though, are fighting the effects of heat. We'll tell you how they work. And then, Tether, the company behind one of the world's most popular cryptocurrencies, is investing in companies that seem unrelated to its core business. What do they have in common? Connections to a colorful financier. Our reporter Ben Foldy will join us to talk about what's going on. But first, when you are in intense heat, your body works really hard to cool itself down. Extreme heat increases the risk of strokes, heart attacks, and severe dehydration. But wearing something that can conduct heat away from your body, like new high-tech ice packs, can allow people to stay in very hot conditions longer. Here to tell us more about the companies developing these is our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. So Christopher, in a broad sense, how do these systems work to cool the body?
There's a lot of ways to cool the body, some of which are more effective than others, but the way that these work is just conduction. So literally a lot of them are putting something cool next to your body. So it's cooling you the same way that taking a cold shower would. So the heat is being transmitted directly out of your body into a dense medium that can absorb that heat quickly. Sometimes they're using combination with other systems that just enhance our body's natural ability to cool us, right? Which is through evaporation, through sweat. So there are fan jackets, for example, that are popular in Japan, which enhance your ability to cool through sweat. But at the end of the day, if you really want to cool somebody off and it's really extreme circumstances and maybe they're wearing protective clothing, the only way to do it is conduction. So you got to have something like an ice pack right next to your skin.
Tell us about one of these products, ice plates. How did the idea for this system come about?
So there's a company called Core Performance. It was founded by a man named Justin Lee, and he was working with the U.S. Army to try to figure out how to keep soldiers cooler. And the Army said to him, we need something that will cool soldiers for at least a couple of hours by 140 watts. That's their measure for the amount of heat that they needed to take off these soldiers' bodies. And that's a lot of power. And he was trying to figure out, well, can I do this with batteries? Can I put solar panels on these soldiers with little fans or something? And the only thing that he eventually arrived at that wouldn't make their packs a lot heavier was, hey, what if we just froze the water that they have to carry in these canteens anyway? Why don't I just create these kind of thin plates that can be filled with water and frozen, and then they can just be stuck right on the body, like in a vest, under body armor, in a backpack. And that was the birth of ice plates, which are now used in tons of commercial applications. People who work at Chick-fil-A or coffee shops in Tempe, Arizona, and hot warehouses and things like that.
What about Easy Cool? How is that different?
If you search on Amazon for a cooling garment or a cooling vest, you'll see a lot of what are basically vests and jackets and shirts where it has the same kind of gel packs that you might put in a lunchbox. And it's basically just this idea that, like, what if we could create garments with gel packs that could cool people but actually fit their bodies? Imagine a future in which you pull a shirt out of a fridge or a freezer and throw that on before you go outside.
You've given us a few examples. Where are these systems being used, and what have the people who are using them said about how they've changed just their body temperature and what it's like to work in hot conditions?
So one thing I think we forget about is that lots of people work indoors but don't have access to air conditioning. So imagine you're working in a giant Amazon distribution center. People might work 15 minutes and then go have to cool off for 45 minutes in a little air-conditioned hut. This could allow them to work for twice as long, and it can also just reduce the odds that they're going to get some kind of heat sickness. So for a lot of people who have to do jobs where there's just no way around being somewhere hot or being in protective clothing, they've told me it's an absolute game changer because it allows them to really keep their core temperature lower for longer.
All right, that was our tech columnist Christopher Mims helping us learn to cool off. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we'll tell you how a crypto giant is using some of its profits and how a colorful investor is benefiting from its deal making. That's after the break. The cryptocurrency Tether is popular with investors because it's stable, it's always supposed to be worth $1, and it's highly liquid, making it ideal for business transactions. The company behind Tether is now flush with cash because it backs its crypto mostly with US treasuries that are throwing off more cash due to higher interest rates. Tether is raking in roughly $4 billion a year. It's using that cash to buy controlling stakes in companies with the help of a tech investor and entrepreneur named Christian Angermeyer. Angermeyer's deal introductions have had mixed results in the past, though. Here to tell us more is our reporter, Ben Foldy. Ben, one of the companies that Christian Angermeyer helped Tether invest in is called Northern Data. Can you tell us about this company and Angermeyer's connections to it?
Yeah, so Northern Data is a Bitcoin miner. They are a infrastructure provider for computer clouds and things like that. And then they are also pivoting into an AI services business. Angermeyer's held a meaningful stake for a long time and has been paid by Northern Data in the past to find sources of fundraising. And then also Northern Data ended up buying some companies that Angermeyer had ties to. First, a company that he had a small stake in called Decentric, and then another called Bitfield that was a Bitcoin mining operation that had been founded by somebody who used to work for Apeiron, Angermeyer's fund.
And how is Northern Data doing financially?
Northern Data trades publicly in the unregulated German markets. So their finances are unlike what we in the US come to think of as a publicly traded company and what they're obliged to disclose. Like, the rules are slightly different. So the only real look we have at Northern Data's financials are audited financials that they publish annually. But over the last 2 years, they've lost several hundred million dollars.
So what is Tether's stake in Northern Data?
So Tether first invested in the spring of 2023. They paid about 32 million euros for stake. It wasn't a massive stake in the company. It was less than 25%. Otherwise, it would have had to disclose the investor. And Tether was never disclosed as that investor. And then what's interesting, too, is that Angermeyer got a 5% fee for introducing the two companies. A couple months later, Tether bought another 48 million euros of shares in Northern Data. And again, Angermeyer gets a 5% fee. So Angermeyer ended up with about 4 million euros between the two deals. And then Tether publicly began helping Northern Data, first with about a $400 million investment. Basically, they funded this Irish company that Northern Data then took over in return for shares worth 400 million euros. And then they extended a credit line of 575 million euros that Northern Data has drawn down. At the end of all these transactions, Tether had a majority stake in Northern Data, which has since been disclosed.
And does Angermeyer get anything for these later transactions?
The company declined to answer whether Angermeyer got fees on the later transactions.
What did Northern Data say about its future or its connections to Tether?
Northern Data said that the transactions with Tether had been disclosed in compliance with accounting and financial disclosure requirements. Northern Data also said that, like a lot of tech businesses, it's common to post a lot of losses before you start posting profits, and they're investing in their future. And this pivot to AI isn't cheap, but they expect it to be reflected in their revenue growth over the next several years.
What has Tether said about its relationship with Angermeyer?
Tether didn't answer any questions about that.
Tell us about another investment that Angermeyer brought to Tether in a company called BlackRock Neurotech.
So BlackRock Neurotech makes what are called brain-computer interfaces, so electronics that get implanted in people's brains with the purpose of converting neurological activity into computer signal. Around the time that Neuralink was raising a bunch of money, Christian Angermeyer ended up investing or leading an investment round of $10 million into BlackRock Neurotech, and he became a co-chair of the board and then helped raise more money for them, did about a $37 million venture round last year. And then Tether came in again with a $200 million investment earlier this year. It's a transaction that given Tether's existing business model, is pretty out of left field, it seems, to most observers. When you step back and you look across these transactions and you're like, okay, well, what's the logic here? The commonality is Christian Angermayer.
And did BlackRock Neurotech comment for this story?
BlackRock did not respond to any requests for comment.
Has Tether said anything about these investments?
Tether has, over the last several months, worked on a rebranding exercise of like, Tether, we're not just the stablecoin. We're also Tether, the brain interface company, and Tether, the AI concern. How that's translated into business results, we don't have a lot of insight into the company from the outside. And it's difficult to see what this is really doing for their business.
Did Tether specifically respond to any requests for comment for your story?
Tether did not answer questions about these transactions.
We say we don't know why Tether is doing this, but what's the significance overall? Why does it matter if Tether is investing in these companies?
If you add it all up, for one, Tether has spent $1.5 billion on these kind of, let's say, off the beaten path kind of investments. Tether is arguably the most important company in crypto, a huge cash generator. But it's also kind of like it's this mystery, and it fits a pattern of Christian Angermayer connecting with companies that expanded their mandate, had a lot of cash, and went shopping for deals. And they ended up, through Christian Angermayer, being brokered into these transactions. And Tether kind of fits that line.
That was our reporter, Ben Foldy. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Zoe Kolkin with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.